we've looked at whether, given the prevailing economic conditions, is there a compelling case for joining up organisations or individuals, or are the benefits worth the risks, or should organisations or indeed individuals stay solo? I think we moved quite quickly and quite worryingly in some ways to just assuming that actually it is about teaming up, so that's quite an interesting position, but we certainly, on the whole, although a case put for staying solo, which I'll go into later, but on the whole, moving quite quickly to the fact that actually teaming up is the way to go. We did talk a lot about language, and just to give you a flavour of the language, we talked about partnering, collaboration, co-production, commissioning, mergers, consortia, diversification, and I think what that showed us is that we need a new kind of language, because all of those things are actually quite different. I think on a spectrum of options, they're actually from quite gentle baby steps, as we talked about, through to integration and mergers. We talked about sharing buildings, sharing staff, sharing knowledge and networks, sharing the back office, sharing the front line or front room, as we called it, sharing support services like HR, admin, procurement. So we talked about all of those options. We also had a very useful opportunity to share a few case studies. We talked about, Nick, who's our chair, talked about some recent experience in Manchester, sharing staff between the Manchester Museum and the Whitworth Art Gallery, which has saved 18% of their core costs. We talked about the visual arts in Liverpool and the work that they're doing with Liverpool Arts Regeneration Consortium. Big partnership of in Newcastle Gateshead of large cultural organisations, and my own example of a project in the South West Peninsula looking at a shared library service across Devon, Cornwall, Plymouth and Torbay. So some real life case studies. We talked about factors that are important in any teaming up, maintaining core purpose and identity, and being assertive about that was probably the most important issue, and allied with building trust between different organisations. I think those were the two headlines. But also about being clear what you're in it for, what the offer is across a partnership, and why you've gone into it. Is it to save money, or is it to share knowledge, or is it to reach new audiences? We also talked about the importance of scenario planning. What actually happens if one organisation fails? Is the other organisation going to bail them out? We talked about what's best in terms of teaming up. Is a geographical approach in a city or a region the way to go? Is it sector specific, or is it something completely different? I think we acknowledge that benefits and savings are not necessarily equal across organisations teaming up, and actually that's quite a difficult issue. Potentially for people to cope with. Where we did get into some debate was about where teaming up with the private sector was going to be useful, and actually some very differing views about what's acceptable in terms of private sector partnerships. And we had the example of Nintendo working with a Young People's Theatre. Does that compromise your core values, or is it a necessity given the scale of cuts that are possibly coming? How do you balance power and equity if a large organisation and a small organisation team up? And we had an example in the small group I was in of somebody talking about being a small organisation and feeling like a monster, the larger organisation sort of overpowering them. I think we finished with thinking about that we have to acknowledge in this process of teaming up that organisations and individuals don't act in rational ways. They come with a whole series of baggage around prestige, power, unions, history, personalities, and that any approach around teaming up needs to acknowledge a theoretical model, but also actually needs to acknowledge how organisations actually work. We did talk about staying solo, and certainly there are some individuals where staying solo was a very good thing in terms of being freer, being more autonomous, being more flexible. It sounded very attractive to me working in the local authority, let's say, at the moment. And also acknowledging that actually being solo is probably where innovation is going to come from in the future. So a real value in staying solo. I think in terms of action points that we thought that there's actually there seems to be a paucity of sharing of good practice within the sector at the moment. And is there something that we could do within the CLAW umbrella to help facilitate some action learning or some ways of sharing what actually is some pretty good experience, but quite embryonic experience going on at the moment? My own concern is that the cuts will come and actually we won't have the time to put these organisational models into place. It will be too late. So.
Thank you, Gerard. just a couple of points to amplify what Kira said. One of the things that's facilitating discussions about collaboration across cultural organisations in Manchester is the fact that there's an action learning set that supports six cultural leaders in Manchester, and obviously being in a confidential manner. And the key to successful collaboration or partnership working is clearly trust. So one of the things that I think we need to think about, and perhaps the CLAW may think about, is kind of facilitating the development of trust between cultural leaders who may want to have those collaboration discussions, because without trust, I think it's not going to work. And the second point was really one about language, and this is really a personal point rather than coming out of the group discussion. The idea of more for less is a Tory government way of saying that the cultural sector hasn't really been delivering effectively up till now. And I think we should challenge the notion of more for less. And actually, I'm really keen to sign up for different for less. And that could be better for less. But let's not say we're going to simply be doing more of the same for less.
Thank you very much.